This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I love technology. No, I don't really. All right, here we are. Bad vibrations from my computer system. It's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. I'd like to subscribe to something that would nuke these all of these things that you do. I don't even know what I do. And it's done. Jay and James and I were spending some time trying to figure out what's wrong, what I hit, and how do I get back to the simple, you know, I have on my screen a bunch of stuff that I've never seen before, and I don't know what the templates are. Going back to, I want to open, all I want to do is open up my, I can't even do that. All of this stuff across the top of the screen, it's gobbledygook.
Are they like pop-ups? Did you get a virus? Did you fall down a rabbit hole and open something you should not have opened?
No, I don't think so.
How would you know?
Well, I guess I don't know. I guess I do not know. I wonder if just shutting it off and starting it over again kind of will bring me there. Anyway, It is what it is. And so on we go with the Doug Steffen Good Day program. And the story from Ukraine, apparently, well, this is what the Russians claim anyway. How do we know whether to believe this? I don't believe it, but the counteroffensive that's going on right now, you know, hearing about the drones dropping stuff, and we all kind of smile and think, oh, isn't that great? The drones are dropping stuff on Moscow. But then the question comes on the real ground battles. You know, that stuff is kind of a distraction from what's really going on. The Ukrainian troops are moving ahead, but not as quickly. And, you know, as usual, what we really find out here is that these troops have been trained and armed by the United States and some of the European allies as well. But most of the stuff, there are not supposed to be American soldiers on the ground, but there are. There are, they call them advisors, but there's a vanguard of all of these that are being used, and apparently they're bogged down at the moment along the Russian border where there are lots of minefields, and so one wonders how long it's going to be, and I don't mean this to be a naysayer, but how long is it going to be, think about it, before some American gets caught in the crossfire? And then we're going to start wringing our hands and thinking, what are we doing? Why are we there? There's always a fight. And it goes back to the military-industrial complex. They're so rooted, so deeply ensconced in the leadership of pretty much every country in the world. Think about it. There's always a war, right? There are always people fighting. Yes, exactly. And we're paying for it. The taxpayers are paying for these games, basically. What kind of suckers are we? And we are. Back to what we were talking about, getting people to vote and vote some of these people out. We've been saying that forever. And maybe it's been the battle cry for over 100 years. Who knows? Maybe go back to the beginning of America as a country. Get the bums out. Right? Get rid of them. We're just spending all this time talking about getting people to vote. Are you going to vote for the same people you voted for before because there's nobody running against them for whatever the reason? I know in my community, we're setting up a task force. I happen to be very supportive of the current mayor. And I don't really, somebody may run against him, but he's doing a great job, and people will see that. And the last mayor did such a horrible job, it was easy to pick. So, but then the concern comes among some of the more seasoned politicians. Well, let's make sure we have a fundraiser so he's got plenty of money in his campaign account, so that when somebody who's a potential candidate who might run against him looks at the amount of money he has, they will be discouraged from running. Well, that's the system, and it allows it. Does that mean somebody else would be honestly discouraged because they didn't have all the money that it took? That's what it takes. Money. Mm-hmm. Money, money, money.
Well, you don't raise enough funds. Sometimes you can't even get to the table. You can't even do some of the debates. It's
right.
Like you have to get, it's almost like a video game. You have to get to the next level and get to the next level. It's Mario. You have to go collect all those coins. And
yeah, right. So anyway, I look at all this stuff and I want to write a newsletter to everybody. I have a bully pulpit here. I guess there are people listening, and they're somewhat influenced by what we say. You know, you and I are influencers, Jay. You knew that, right? You're an influencer. You're going to influence how people think, what
influence
they do with their lives.
To think for yourself.
Yeah, thank you. Think for yourself.
Don't tell people how to think.
Uh-huh.
Or what to, don't teach them what to think. Teach them how to think.
How to think.
Do your own research.
All right. Here's the story of a young lady who got naked on the Bay Area freeway, shot it up, and now she faces 22 years in prison. She was shooting at random vehicles while running nude along the freeway. She pled not guilty to a number of felony charges. Her name is Sequoia Dunkesell, charged with 4 counts of brandishing a firearm, 3 counts of assault with a semi-automatic firearm, and 1 count each of shooting at an occupied vehicle, making criminal threats, negligent discharge of a firearm, possession of a loaded firearm, and reckless driving. She's not charged with being naked on a public street. Which, is it okay? Is it legal? I guess maybe Sacramento, you can do that. I'm chuckling at it. This is a pretty dangerous situation. And so, you know, you look at it and you think, okay, well, at least nobody got killed. But here we go again with somebody who is obviously imbalanced, right? So the...
thinking people would, if she was naked, people would slow down enough?
She's on Interstate 80, for God's sakes. Right near the San Francisco-Oakland border. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. She's stripped naked. She takes her clothes off and gets out of her car, standing in the middle of traffic. Mm-hmm. She's got a knife and a gun. And she starts yelling at the drivers as they're going by her. The woman is out of her mind. Why does she have a gun? You mean you couldn't tell this nude woman in the middle of the freeway was out of her mind before she went out of her mind and grabbed a gun and stood out in front of the...
Did she obtain it legally, or...?
I don't know that. I can't figure that out from...
Did she take it from somebody else who did obtain it legally?
I don't know. But... Isn't that, huh? And it's funny, but it isn't, right? What would you do if you were driving along the highway and all of a sudden somebody pulled the car over to the side of the road and jumped out of the car and they were naked? What would you do? Would you slow down? Would you look? Would you wonder what's going on? Would you want to stop and help this person? It would be, let's say you're a man and a woman gets out of the car and she's naked. Are you going to slow down and help? Or look, whatever. And if you're a woman and a naked guy gets out of the car and starts running around, that seems to have a different blush to it, doesn't it?
Definitely is an example of double standards, yes.
Yeah, uh-huh. Right, exactly. Ooh, I don't want to touch that guy. No, not at all. All right, let's see what else is on the police blotter here. The Wilmington Police Department charging a couple of people for connections to shootings the last few weeks. Officers responding to a shooting last Friday, and this is the, over this last month, there have been 4 or 5 of these, and the latest one, a 15-year-old is charged with assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill. possession of firearm by a minor, armed robbery, discharging the firearm into a moving car. Where's a 15-year-old get the gun? We could, you know what? I could spend the whole hour going through all of these police reports from various places around the country where this same thing is going on. It's everywhere. The police, now this is one of the things when you understand what the life of a policeman is all about. Who would want to go out and chase a naked woman with an AK-47 down the highway? You want to volunteer for that?
Who wants to chase anyone down the highway with an AK-47,
yeah,
regardless of how they're
right.
dressed?
Thank you. Yeah.
Or not dressed.
Or not dressed.
But I think that's the problem, too, with a lot of people getting these guns, or the children getting these guns, where they're getting the likelihood of them getting it, the gun came from somewhere that probably started off as legal, and people do not store their guns properly. There are mm-hmm. people who are able to carry them out in public, but then maybe there's a business that doesn't allow weapons, so they put them in the glove box. They don't lock yeah. the glove box properly. And I think glove boxes are probably kind of, they seem like they'd be easy to pick anyway.
Yeah.
Or people at home who don't have a truly secured lock box hidden away in an area that a child cannot get it. Instead, the gun is just in a pocket or up on a shelf. And children are crafty. They climb. Toddlers
yep.
straight up teleport, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And these guns, if you have a gun, it needs to be stored properly.
Here's the story of a child who shot and killed another child with a rifle during a Nerf gun fight in Alaska. This small town of Mountain Village, Alaska, was the site of this. Notified the police up there that these two children were playing with toy guns when one of them picked up a real gun and shot the other one. So how in the name of God does a rifle get mixed in with a couple of toy guns? Right? Think about that. What's a rifle just sitting on the table with these other two Nerf guns?
Mm-hmm.
And so they pick up, they think it's, you know, okay, it's mm-hmm. just another gun. It's a Nerf gun. It's a fake gun. So there were 600 people in this town, and the adult in the house was outside of the house at the time of the shooting. Good God. All right, take a deep breath, Duggar. It's 18 after on Good Day.
Car Pro News. Here's Laura Reynolds.
When it comes to buying a used EV, how old is too old? I asked AAA's Greg Brannon, and here's what he said.
Is there an aftermarket solution for repairing or replacing, you know, bad cells and rebalancing it? We've seen some of that in the hybrid space. It's just not commonplace enough yet in the EV space to know whether or not the aftermarket industry is going to support that. And you combo that with if all of these really aggressive targets on new car sales are out there, will there be enough support for the used vehicles going forward that a battery pack or replacement parts or any of that is available for a used EV, or does the cost to do all that easily exceed the cost of the car? And so a used EV can be a good buy if it's maybe a couple of years old, and then, you know, plan it, keeping it a couple of years.
Check out my articles on CarPro.com. With today's auto news, I'm Laura Reynolds.
Car buying sucks, but not with CarPro.com. Let's listen in.
Love the new car, but how did...
Oh, CarPro.com, my new friend.
Friend?
Took his time with me, you know.
No, I don't know.
Just a perfect touch.
Wait, who's touching?
Oh, honey. CarPro.com has the easiest, most wonderful way of buying a car. They use their CarPro friends inside the dealership, and it just makes all the difference. I'm in love.
CarPro.com. You now have a friend in the car buying business, and it doesn't suck, and it's free. CarPro.com.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
About 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens, good day program. How do you do? Well, hopefully, Jay Kirshner and I are here to go through some of the social media items of interest, the trending stories. Here's one about Leah Remini, who has done this thing on Scientology, right? She's been on that for how many years now? Seems like forever. Did she do a documentary?
She did.
About Scientology. She was a member. She now claims that she was held against her will at a Scientology facility. She's suing Scientology. She's suing Tom Cruise and others who are members of the Scientology Church. And she, let's see here, she also mentioned Anderson Cooper, Conan O'Brien. So, what is going on with her? Conan O'Brien and Anderson Cooper were members of Scientology. Or did they take a shot at her because she took a shot at them?
You know what I'm
saying? Very confusing here. Right, isn't it? When you think about it, and why, this has been going on for a long time. Why didn't she give it a rest? Why do you keep, unless there's something going on with her, there's something, maybe the Scientology effect, imbalanced her brain or something, which certainly it's capable of doing because they play mind games galore there. But I just see these things and the continuing focus on this, and it's been going on for a long time. It seems to me it's almost like her life's passion to go get the Scientology Church. And so
she's very against Scientology, and I think it's one of those things like most any religion or anything that you follow or get behind, it's not for everybody.
Mm-mm.
But some people have to become better versions of themselves because of Scientology.
Yeah, okay, but there are a lot of people who are in certain segments of our society and our communities that think that Scientology should be banned. I would never prescribe to Scientology, but I don't prescribe to any religion because I think it's limiting. I think Scientology will tell you that they are there to expand your mind. When I first was on KABC in Los Angeles in the 90s, the first week I was on the air, I was new. Scientologists called me right up. Will you interview us? You know, they just pounce on you because you're new. And I said, yeah, why not? Come on over and we'll talk about Scientology. So I started to learn a lot about Scientology. And some of it was pretty good, actually, at least what they purported to be the way Scientology will help your life, help your mind. But it was pretty invasive, pretty all-inclusive, and pretty much something that that doesn't appeal to me at all, other than being better, making myself a better person, doing things better. But nah. But it has gotten a bad rap. Does it deserve the bad rap? I didn't get far enough into it to make a judgment. I know that a lot of people who were there are not there now. But I also know that people like Tom Cruise, who've had an extraordinarily good life. Who was the actress that died last year that was a Scientologist that was everywhere? Kirstie Alley. She was very active in the Scientology church. Very active, and said it made her life better. So who's to know? I know one thing. Bradley Cooper is not happy about Tom Brady dating his ex. Let me help myself here. Irina Shayk, right?
Irina Shayk.
Shayk.
Well, that's one of those things that we've seen that these news stories about sources, quote-unquote sources, say Cooper's not happy about this, Giselle's not happy about this, and then other sources are like, they don't care.
They
do not care.
Well, supposedly the reason, again, back to some sources speculating, is that Cooper has said to some of his friends that he has feelings still for her. She's the mother of his child. All right, so you're going to have feelings. I always had feelings for my ex-wife.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What should we do with the broke propeller? What should we do with the broke propeller?
Don't look at me, I wasn't driving.
Thank you, you're not helping.
I don't even know why you bought this boat.
You told me that you loved this boat.
Now, Mr. Ford, you wrecked the boat.
Well, now you've made it awkward.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. There may be some heavy traffic in Washington, D.C. today as presidential candidate Donald Trump is set to make his court appearance. The Secret Service released a statement saying it was working with city police and federal officials to ensure the highest level of safety and security while minimizing disruption to the normal court process. Trump is scheduled to appear at the courthouse at 4 p.m. Eastern. 50-year-old Robert Bowers, the gunman who was found guilty of killing 11 people and injuring 6 others during a mass shooting at a Pittsburgh synagogue back in 2018, will be sentenced to death. The Tree of Life synagogue shooting was the deadliest attack on Jews in U.S. history. The shooter will soon be sentenced from a judge based on the jury's recommendation that was handed down yesterday. The death sentence recommendation came from the same jury that found Bowers guilty in June on 63 criminal counts. Lance Pry, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No conversation is complete without your input.
Hello.
Give us a call. Chime in on the conversation. 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Thank you for calling.
Drums, don't you? Yep. Yeah. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Here's some good news from Palm Beach County. They've smashed their all-time record for sea turtle nests. They've counted 21,800 of them so far. I didn't realize there was a contest for this, but listen, there's a contest for almost anything. Turtle nests. During the nesting season, this is one nesting season on Juno Beach. They've been working at this for 3 months. Juno Beach is in the northern part of the county, about 9 miles long, 21,872 mostly loggerhead sea turtle nests. Last year, there were only 18,000. For those of you who are concerned about the environment, for those of you who are concerned about us losing various species, and we go all nuts about it, even though I'm a naysayer when it comes to that, because everything changes. I think last year I did a stat on the new species, mm-hmm. and there were like 172 new kinds of something or other. Right, Jay, remember that?
Yeah, there's there a lot. And
new things.
Being discovered. Well, and it feels like there's a lot of oceanic creatures being discovered. But you have to think, well, yeah, duh, it runs deep. There's so many aspects of the Earth, areas of the Earth, that have not yet been, not investigated, but...
You ever
really
watch Nova on PBS? No. Nova has some very interesting overviews of the realities of our planet. Some of them are difficult to absorb, some of them are difficult to actually understand, and some of them are pretty interesting to wrap yourself around. All of the nesting for turtles, as an example, or whatever else, the whales and what they live. And then you see some of the underwater. You sometimes these cameras can go down with some lights attached to see what's going on, the life of a day under the sea or the bottom of the sea. You see all these little things, excuse me, these creatures crawling around on the ocean floor. It's, you don't know what they are, but obviously they're alive because they're moving around. There's a bumper crop of a lot of stuff down there.
So vast.
Yeah. So don't believe for a minute that the planet is on self-destruct, because it's not. And I wish there was some magic wand that I could wave over the tapestry of our country and maybe even the world, and get folks to be critical thinkers instead of just absorbing whatever the first gluck is that comes out of the mouth of somebody that you think, because they have a position on a newspaper or a radio program or television program, that they have authority. They don't have any more authority than you do. They just take it or make something of it. Mm-hmm. What did you say? You had to take a breath.
Well, no, but also two things can be true at once, in the sense of the climate change and everything. It's just it's also kind of one of those, the natural process. It's what's happened before. It's what will happen again. It's what
same
will happen. But us as humans don't need to add to it.
No.
Still pick up your trash.
Thank you. I just finished some peach yogurt, and every time I throw one of those plastic containers into the rubbish, I feel guilty because there's so much trash we create out of the way products are packaged. Think about that. Just think, I mean, I don't know what the alternative is. Buy a big thing of regular yogurt and mix peaches in it, I guess. But they still have waste, and I don't know how else. How do you get there? Glass jars? Peaches come in glass jars. You can reuse those, I suppose. But it's very complex. When you get down to it, it really is very complex. Okay, here's a new legal setback for Johnson & Johnson. Not S.N. Johnson, a family company, but this is Johnson & Johnson, that made the number 3 vial of COVID vaccine. They weren't on the top. They were number 3. So there's a new legal problem for Johnson & Johnson when it comes to an old problem that they've had, and that's the talc problem, right? Do you ever use any of this stuff, the talcum-based baby powder that had asbestos, caused cancer? Of course, Johnson & Johnson denies the claims, but they offered to settle. I always love this. We deny all claims, but here's $9 billion to settle the claims.
Yeah.
Right? So the judge has ruled that this company that was formed to manage this problem and to take care of the money and stuff, the judge says that they've done what is called a Texas two-step. So, and this is basically what I'm talking about. They went to Chapter 11 to protect themselves, but they set aside $9 billion before they did to settle the charges against them by the hundreds, if not thousands, if not millions of people who have used this baby powder, and they get cancer. Huh? Why are these people still even in business? Never mind, you know, they can be sued and they declare bankruptcy and all that other stuff. Why should they be allowed to put that stuff on the store shelves anymore? And so what they're doing is, there's a lot of smart lawyers around. So they've taken advantage of some of the state laws that allow for the transfer of liabilities through a divisive merger, which separates the company's operations into various business entities so that only one will be guilty. And they declare bankruptcy for that one, so they don't have to pay out the money. What a bunch of creeps. What a scam. Right? So they're trying, they put the $9 billion aside, but they want to cap costs on any one particular plaintiff. Am I being too complicated here? Yeah, I'd be
One of those, I just keep thinking of those commercials that come on for lawyers, and it's...
All right.
If you're dealing with this because of talc, and call us.
Yeah, right. Yes. 1-800-GET-EM. Right? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's... this guy... There's another story about another trucker who won some money from the lottery. You know, what happens on the road, we still have a winner, right? It's still $1 billion.
No, Mega Millions, the big jackpot.
Excuse me. Okay, so as more and more people buy these, you know who the most frequent buyers are? Of lottery tickets, think about this. It makes a lot of sense. Truck drivers. Over-the-road truck drivers, when they stop at the truck stop, they invariably, many of them, they'll tell stories. They'll, most every time they stop, and they stop at a truck stop every day to fuel up and take a shower and, you know, whatever. So they buy a lottery ticket. And that's why you see more stories of late. The last 4 or 5 months have been three or four stories about truckers who won $1 million, won five, because they buy their tickets when they stop at the truck stops.
I don't understand what the odds are with it, but yeah, whenever I go on a road trip, or I know people who go on a road trip, it's always like, okay, while you're on the road, or even just when we would drive Nashville to Cleveland, Cleveland to Nashville, it's like, okay, we need to stop somewhere and get a lottery ticket. It's like, just don't.
Yeah.
The mentality of don't always go to your usual stomping grounds.
When I'm in a different state,
stop and get one.
Yeah, stop and get a couple. I don't know whether I used to use the kids' birthdays, and then I just I'll just take a quick pick. But I think that's the easy way out. I think from what I've seen, if you play the same number over and over and over and over, over again, you're bound to get to win sometime. So some theorists think, anyway.
You can at least win a couple of dollars.
Yeah, right.
I like to mix it up. I like to. I have some numbers I have picked, and then some of the quick picks.
Yeah. Okay, question. I always like to ask questions. Is this a rhetorical question? This is for social media. Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show. On X, Good Day On Air. Does anybody care about COVID vaccine cards anymore? Does anybody still carry a COVID vaccine card? And if you do, when was the last time you showed a COVID vaccine card? This will become part of the legacy of this part of the 20th century. And people will trade them, I'm betting. 50 years from now, we'll be trading these cards. I'll give you $10 for that one. Right? You have your COVID vaccine card still?
It exists.
Yeah.
I don't know where mine is. I can't tell you where it is.
I don't either. I think it's in my briefcase. I think I put it there when I was traveling. I put it next to my passport.
Did you ever have to actually show it? I've never once had to show mine.
When we
were supposed to show it whenever you went anywhere. I have never shown mine.
I'm just trying to think of when I did show mine. I had to show it in California. I didn't have to show it here in Massachusetts, but I remember having to show it in California for some reason. I don't remember why. But it is another one. What we're learning now, I urge you to go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/good day. I think, facebook.com/Doug Steffen. And then there's the Good Day Radio Show. You can go to Facebook there. Jay posted this 22-minute segment of last week's overview in the European Union in their headquarters. They had sort of a rehash of what we learned about COVID, what we know about COVID, and more importantly than anything else, how we got schnookered by the Chinese, by the news media. It was almost like they were working in concert with each other. You know what I mean? And then our government and our governments, the Europeans, have been much more critical of this because apparently somebody over there thinks more than many of the people over here thought. We were like sheep. The Europeans resisted, at least the English and the French especially are notorious, but the Scandinavians, even though they got their shots, the people started saying, well, what are we doing? What's this all about? Why are we shutting everything down? We don't shut it down for any other flu. So what is there about COVID? They got everybody worked up. And I say, that it was just another part of the whole plan by the Chinese Communist government to kind of disrupt what was going on in the world, just to see if they could, or what would happen under the circumstances if they kind of dislodged us from our regular routine. How easily controllable are we? And we found out that we're pretty controllable and pretty gullible and pretty easily fooled. So you can check that out, European Union stuff, on those various Facebook pages. All right, here we are, 48 after, actually, on Good Day.
Hey, y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.
Bobby, did we get that shipment of mesquite?
Jim's woodworking shop worked fine.
Good fit on those Japanese corn.
Until half his staff retired.
Wow, those cuts are neat. I'm really going to miss your precision.
He needs 4 skilled woodworker bees ASAP.
All right, this jigsaw needs a new blade.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line.
They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, bringing you a program of information, intellect, conversation. Ken is certainly one of the great conversationalists and therapists when it comes to actually in, because, you know, doctor's a therapist. He's a physical therapist in that he's working for you to help you with your blood pressure, help you with hypertension, help you with things that are cardiological, things that are circulatorial. I like that word, circulatorial. I got that. I don't know. Hold on to that one. At any rate, you can reach out to Ken and connect 352-735-1400. We were talking in the body of Good Day Health about telemedicine. That doesn't replace you actually going to the doctor, but it certainly can help you go down the right path. So if you have a question and you can't get to Ken personally, set up an appointment with his office, 352-735-1400. And not to confuse you with numbers, but one of the other things you can do to reach out to Ken is to dial up 855-999-3684 and ask a question for Dr. Ken. Ask a question. We'll put you on the air if it's a good question. 855-999-3684. Okay, speaking of questions, what's the best treatment for acne?
Boy, who hasn't gone through teenage years without having some acne, right?
Yep, I had a lot of it. Oily skin. I used to take tetracycline. And people used to, as I got older, say, oh, that's bad for your heart. Well, obviously it hasn't killed me. As a matter of fact, my heart's pretty good. But I remember having acne and not liking it. Woof.
Right. This comes out of the Annals of Family Medicine in July-August edition. It's a review, Doug, of more than 200 studies. And to the top of the heap, what is the best treatment seems to be Accutane. This comes on top in the comparison of all the different acne treatments. Accutane, it's a high-dose vitamin A that targets the main causes of acne by shrinking oil-producing sebaceous glands, killing bacteria that can cause breakouts, and preventing clogged pores and cooling inflammation. However, while it's highly effective, it does have its fair share of side effects, Doug, namely the risk for severe birth defects, concern about liver problems and depression.
So
this needs to be assessed with the help of a physician. And then the plan B is what you and I are more familiar with what we as little boys and girls had more exposure to, and this was combining antibiotics, as you were talking about, either oral or topical, with retinoids and benzoyl peroxide. Who doesn't remember putting some of that alcohol on a little cotton and then onto our faces? This is probably the second best option for most patients.
Why do we have oily skin when we're younger and it goes away when we get older?
Hormonal changes.
All right, that makes sense. All right, so that's that question. Can a few minutes of intense daily activity cut our risk? We talked about in the main body of Good Day Health how it is good for your blood pressure, et cetera, et cetera. What about cancer?
Absolutely. And again, another example how exercise is treatment. My favorite drug, but exercise definitely is therapy. This comes out of JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association, the oncology edition just this week. We learned that just 4 to 5 minutes of vigorous physical activity, it could reduce cancer risk significantly among people who have been generally inactive. And if you've been inactive and you want to get suddenly vigorous, talk to your doctor. Make sure it's a safe thing. Make sure they don't need to check the heart out before you get vigorous for the first time in a long time.
Right. All right. What's the test for children when it comes to sinusitis? A question, you know, stick a nasal swab into a child. This happened a lot during COVID, as I remember. There are different ways of cutting antibiotic use, and we only have a minute, so maybe this is a quick answer.
How do you know if your child has sinusitis? Yeah. I guess you're wondering. And this can cause an inflammation of the child's face, make it swell, tender, swelling around the eyes. And this usually is diagnosed by signs and symptoms by the pediatrician, and then it's treated with a number of things, and we don't have enough time to go into all that.
Well, but it's something that can be checked. I think there's a whole bunch of new stuff coming out about COVID, including that lab in Kansas that was owned by the Chinese that was doing research on COVID. That's something to dig into, man. What a wild ride that is going to be as people discover more and more about that. Dr. Ken Kronos here. Questions for Dr. Ken on Good Day Health.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with